Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Trilongo Track. I'm your host, Gianna, and this is your weekly dose of a little bit of mom life, a little bit of business strategy, and all the insanity that happens in between. I'm so excited that you're here. I also know that you're busy. You got life going on. So let's jump right into the episode. Deciding what success means to you. That is our hot topic of the day. And we were talking about it because I went on a little rant last week on Instagram about how sometimes it's so frustrating. And tell me, you know, if you've felt this way, but it's so frustrating scrolling around on Instagram and only seeing business coaches talk about the fact that they have financial wins. And listen, don't get me wrong. Financial wins, so sexy. We love a financial win, right? We love growth in our finances. We're in business. We want to make money. I'm not saying we don't, right? So don't get me wrong on that one. But it seems to be one of the only ways that we're measuring success. And honestly, it's easier to make money in other ways. It's honestly easier to go have a regular job, right? So what I want to talk about today and really walk through just to give you something to think about is deciding what success truly means to you. On the surface level, sure, but deep down as well. So in the corporate world, right, it's all about climbing the ladder. The next promotion, the bigger office, the next upgrade. And for so many of us millennials, that's kind of what we were taught to do, right? College, for me at least, was almost a non-negotiable. Like, you are going to go to college because that means you get a new job. Your degree is going to open so many doors for you. And sure, that was the case somewhat, but that corporate dream, climbing the ladder, was really, really sold to me. And so in 2013, while I was in the corporate world, I took a huge new job, moved to a different state, double my income, double my responsibility, promotion. I was an executive and assistant, and I went to a manager of a small restaurant, and it was my dream at the time. At that job, I also helped open a brand new resort from scratch. And so these are things in the hospitality industry where I was trying to grow that are huge pieces for your resume. Like, the best of the best get to open up new resorts. The best of the best get huge promotions, right? But in that new job and in opening the resort, I had no life. None. I barely saw the sun. I literally couldn't take care of myself besides the bare minimum. And yes, I learned a lot and I wouldn't be here today without that. But it was in that job that I realized that it isn't just about the money and the accolades. It isn't just about the title. That was really my first aha moment. And at the time, Jeff and I were also dating long distance flight. I was in Virginia, he was in Florida, and it just wasn't working for us. I mean, long distance sucks. So I wanted to get back to Florida, but I wanted to stay with the company I was with. I had put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I was really respected within the company. And so in order to get back to Florida, I took a massive pay cut. And a massive title cut. I took, from the outside looking in, I took a huge step back in my career. But you know what? That was actually one of my favorite jobs and one of the best teams that I ever got to work with within that company. For me, it was worth it to take the pay cut. It was worth it to take the title cut. And yes, at first it was a little bit of a pop to my ego, but the downgrade essentially in my career to be closer to Jeff, to have weekends off, to have a job that I really enjoyed doing with a boss I liked working with, it made me happy. And it wasn't until so much of that was stripped away when I was in Virginia that I realized how important that was to me. And honestly, the online space is no different. Money is important. Like I said, like, we're not out here to do everything for free and give away the house. But as a business owner, I can't just prioritize money. I can't just have goals around money. Money isn't the only factor when I make my decisions, especially now that I have kids. And I think so often when you first get into the online space, you are convinced that you can make $1 million immediately, and you get so zoned in on that number that what I see happen with a lot of people is they either flame out or they build their business in a way where they are making good money, but it is strangling them. And that did happen to me in 2022. Now, my decisions are based on, how will this affect my lifestyle? How will it affect the time I have? And how will it give me space to continue to focus on my other priorities, like taking care of myself, like my marriage? Does this make me happy and excited to do this? Because if you ask the majority of people that have started an online business, the thing that they say first is the time freedom and control of their own schedule. But they get into it and they get so concerned with being on their phone or immediately answering messages or taking as many calls as they can fill up their calendar that time freedom goes away. So when you think about success to you, you really have to close your eyes and think about your whole lifestyle, every piece of your day and your week and your month. To me, success is making money, and a lot of money, but it's also consistently working out and volunteering for field trips for my kids, having my weekends and my nights free as often as I possibly can. Success to me is saying no to clients that aren't a good fit for me. Because nothing makes me more excited than having a client that I love her business, see the good that she's doing in the world, and want to help her push that out even further. I don't want to work with clients that I wouldn't be friends with in real life. I don't want to spend time with people. I've had too many crappy, annoying coworkers that I didn't get along with, and I refuse to bring that into my business. So what do those success points look like for you? What are those priorities in your life outside of making money in your business? And is your business set up in a way that allows room for that? Are your goals, both financially and lifestyle-wise, in alignment with how you really want to show up every day? Because one of the questions when somebody comes to me with a new idea or a new thought or should I do this is, how does that align with your overall priorities? You'd be surprised how much easier it is to make decisions when the focus isn't just money. If your focus is just money, you're going to say yes to anything that's going to make you money. But when you have these additional priorities that you're also focusing on, you can make the best decision for the whole pie of your life. And so what does success look like for you? It is different for everybody. I have a client that success to her in part is really being able to pay it forward and to bless people financially when she never would have been able to do that before. You know, for me, eventually I want to be able to either support or have a charity or some type of support organization for the postpartum period or do work in that realm because I know how important it is. So what decisions are you making today that affect those overall priorities? And if you don't know what those priorities are, then it's time to close your eyes and don't close your eyes if you're driving, but spend some time to journal on it. Think about it. Is your business right now solely driven by financial gain? And if it is, what's secondary to that? What else is important to you when you measure success? Think about it. If you want to share, you know you can find me on Instagram and share. And I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you in the next episode.